All right, you are listening to Kurt Kirkwood, recorded live here in Studio 2A at KXCI. Thanks again for coming down, Kurt.
You're welcome, Don.
Now, as I mentioned, you are most often known as the former frontman of the Meat Puppets, and now you've got this solo release. This is your first album, correct?
That's true.
Snow, put out on Pete Anderson's Little Dog Records label. How did this collaboration with Pete come about? I know you'd worked with him previously with the Meat Puppets, but the solo album, what was the inspiration for this?
Well, I went to see Pete playing with Moot Davis, who he also records for Little Dog, and Pete's out playing guitar with him, so we went out afterwards. We're talking over at the Magnolia Cafe in Austin. That's where I live, in Austin, Texas. And he asked me, should I want to do a solo record, which was funny because I just kind of had the Volcano band that I had that was the remnants of the Eyes Adrift band that I had with Chris Novoselic and Bud Gaw. That, Chris quit that, so Bud and I kind of started it again and kind of were half-heartedly calling it Volcano or Pine Cone or whatever we liked at the time, but we made a little Volcano record with Miguel from Sublime and John Poutney from the Ziggins, another Long Beach outfit. And then Bud had just decided he didn't want to play music anymore either, just about a year ago. So Pete and I hooked up and I said, well, you know, that'd be a great idea because I'm just without a band again, and gave me the opportunity to kind of sidestep the routine that I would normally, well, no, I wouldn't really try to put together a band, but not having a solo record would leave me open to being in a band again, which, you know, I mean, it's kind of like stepping into quicksand in a lot of ways, so.
Right. Well, while your voice is very distinctive, and of course people will instantly recognize it, the music is a bit of a departure from obviously from what you had done with the Meat Puppets. Although it's got that that element of Americana in there, I mean, it seems like you're definitely going in that direction. Were the song ideas ones that you've been kicking around for some time? I mean, do they date back into the Meat Puppets days, or is it all stuff you've been working on more recently?
Yeah, that's there's a lot of stuff that dates back to Meat Puppets, stuff that I recorded with Meat Puppets but never released. Mm-hmm. What I just played, Golden Lies, was actually the title of the last Meat Puppets record on Atlantic,
right?
Minus that track. So I always thought it would be fun to have, and it's ironic that Pete led this off with Golden Lies. He just liked it that way, this album, but I thought it was fun to leave the title track off the last album. That's a really, you know, that's heavy Meat Puppets irony, you mm-hmm. know, just completely pointless, stupid, wouldn't amuse anybody. It's not interesting at all, you know, just like, wow, really, you left that off. there's some too. It's about half and half stuff I've been working on the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But this was, you know, I gave him a bunch of tunes, and he kind of picked out what he wanted to record.
Right. So. Now, the album was released last week, actually, but the advance copy that we have down here didn't have liner notes or anything. So one thing I was curious about was who some of the people were that guested with you on that album. I noticed that there was, you know, some more full instrumentation. There was a trumpet on one track and cello, and you know, did you do all of the instrumentation, or you and Pete, or how did that come about?
Now, Pete and I did the lion's share of the guitar. Well, I did all the guitars, except on one track. A guy that works at Little Dog, Kevin Sapriano, did some electric guitar on Light Bulb. Also appearing on Light Bulb is Lee Thornburg on trumpet. You can see him on The Tonight Show. He plays with the band that plays on the Jay Leno show.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure Dominic's last name, how to pronounce it. I wish I had an album here. The guy that plays stand-up bass, I should give him props. And I don't think I have one, unfortunately, so I'm remiss. But Dominic plays stand-up bass on that. Okay. Excellent stand-up bass on the two or three tracks there. I played the bass on the rest of the stuff, except Rob Douglas, and he's played some with Chuck Prophet. Rub came from playing with Chuck for years. Mm-hmm. And so he played bass on the cuts that have, two of the cuts that have the trap set on it. And the guy that played the trap set, another buddy of Pete's, name eludes me right now because I'm brain dead. And, you know, part of the cool thing about having somebody produce you is that you can just completely slack off. And all I did was really put down my stuff. And not very good at that either, because computers can make you sound better these days. I did a really, actually a pretty mediocre job all the way through it, and he just made me sound good. And then after I finished my stuff, I would like go out in the back in the alley and smoke cigarettes and come in like, you know, like when they were about done with the track and kind of look around, you know, presumptuously and snort and walk out and stuff like that. You know, that's all I had to do.
So it was definitely tapping into a lot of the resources that Pete had available to him.
Yeah, you know, Pete's willing to do that. He'd rather do that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want any of my, you know, retarded friends coming in there and, you know, screwing things up. You know, he's used to my punk rock ghetto. He understands. He tries to. That's what he said. He said one time. He said so. One of my friends, one of my famous friends from an unnamed larger band was talking to Dwight Yoakam and said, "Hey, that Forbidden Places is that, it's too slick. I don't know." And Pete said, "He just wants you to stay in his little punk rock ghetto, so you can, you know, he can have you in his pocket and toss your name around on the street."
So, that's too funny.
Yeah. Well, so these are it's Pete's crew. You know, yeah. The engineer, all that. You know, I don't even. You know, I would have done any of it. I'd have tried to play the trumpet, you know, but.
But Pete hooked you up.
Yeah, he's a pro. Right. He wants things to sound all right.
Okay. Well, you're going to be performing over at the Zia's on Oracle this evening about 5 o'clock, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, are you willing to play another tune here for us, and then we'll talk a little bit more?
Sure will.
Okay, thanks so much.